grateful for the opportunity to be here with all of you to educate you on some hacks, as we commonly know them now, strategies, tactics, whatever, semantics, right, on how to really maximize on the expenditures that we are already making, especially in our line of work. And when you operate any business, there are inevitable expenses that can be written off. That's up to you and your CPA. But at the end of the day, the purpose of all of this is to pay you back for the money that you're spending anyway, period. So I am honored to inform you of what I personally use. This is full disclosure of what I use currently. So we're going to walk through some of those things. I'm going to explain them to you. We've got a PowerPoint slide presentation, what have you. And then this is meant to be interactive. So go ahead, open some tabs up, right? And follow along. So with that being said, on behalf of me and InterNACHI, thank you so much. Okay. So we're going to dive right in. All right. So if it were just as easy for me to say how to open and maintain a business credit card, it could be literally summed up in apply for one and pay it. But there's way more to this webinar than that. Okay. So a little bit about me. This is my company, True Property Inspections, because I want to be true to my people, all right? True to my word as an educator, right? We want to help our clients out, all right? And so with that being said, just in case you are not a member of InterNACHI, let me just show you what can happen here, okay? You can get all of these credentials, all for paying $49.99 a month, or of course the bulk payment, $499 a year, okay? And I have taken all of these and credentialed myself, okay? And at the end of the day, this looks like I'm dedicated to my craft. Some of these I don't really want to touch as much as others. We all have our specialties. So that is definitely something that I encourage. Look, even the meth house hazards. I don't want to go in any meth houses, but at the end of the day, knowledge is power. Okay, so we're going to dive right into the slideshow. And hopefully I don't have to go back and forth like this, but here we are, if we are, okay? So the objectives of this are simple. It's to understand what credit is, which I'm sure most of you do. But nonetheless, I wouldn't be a good teacher if I didn't walk you through this. How credit cards can help you earn rewards. That's the big ding, 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 okay? And then explore other consumer methods to save on personal business expenses, all right? So moving along, credit. So if you're wondering why this is blurry, it's because I ripped this straight off the internet, okay? So it may not be the cleanest, but at the end of the day, we're here and we can see it. So credit, a contract agreement in which a borrower receives a sum of money or something of value and repays the lender at a later date, generally with interest. But we are going to use our credit cards like debit cards. We're not paying interest. I cannot stress to you enough. And for those of you that are Dave Ramsey fans out there, I immensely disagree with him and no credit cards. If you're not an impulse purchaser, then you should take advantage of the products that are out there, okay? So full disclosure on that, I am pro credit card, but you pay it off every month in full, okay? Moving along, here are the three credit bureaus. Now, each of these have their own proprietary algorithm, okay? And we will see on another slide the two major companies that provide these algorithms. But nonetheless, banks, credit card companies, or anybody pull from these three: TransUnion, Experian, or Equifax. And your score is going to be a little different between each one. Don't ask me. It's in the algorithm, okay? Credit score ranges. Again, excuse the blurry, and thank you for understanding. So FICO and VantageScore are the two major proprietary algorithms used by credit card companies, banks, lending institutions, whatever. Okay, so if you are below good credit, this may not apply to you as much. That's not to say that you can't get a secured credit card, or there are some other companies out there. But at the end of the day, 700 is kind of the sweet spot to get most of the products that I'm going to show you or that I use myself. And you can see that FICO and VantageScore have different ranges. All right. So be aware of that. And then here is the credit score breakdown. Now, your credit score will head south if you don't pay, period. If you need to inquire about your credit, those are small things. Do they add up? Sure. So you got to be smart about when you use them, especially when credit cards. We want to look at the products that intrigue us before we apply. And some companies now do offer pre-approval. So that is something out there that's available that wasn't even just a couple of years ago. So that's a good thing. So we can see types of credit. Now, for those of us that own real estate and you've had your mortgage for 20 years and you pay that thing off, your credit score might drop because of your credit age going down. But nonetheless, don't stress about that. We want to focus right here, okay? And right here, the amounts owed. And what I want you to understand tonight is credit card utilization, and that your utilization should be very little. And the number one way to keep your credit card utilization low or non-existent is to pay off the statement balance before the statement posts. And that's a tactic that you're going to have to get used to. And it might be a little bit of work, but let me just give you a for example. If you have a $1,000 credit card, just a $1,000 limit, and you put $500 worth of expenditures on it, and that posts as the statement balance, the credit card company is going to send your score to the floor because they don't like you being at 50% utilization. They don't look at the amount of money you owe specifically as comparison to the amount of money you owe versus your credit card limit, okay? So just please be aware of that. That's a very important component to that amounts owed. Then you've got length of credit history. You've got new credit, types of credit. So you guys can see that, groovy. And now we're on to some of the reference links. Now, here's when I'm going to get out of this, all right? And we're going to take a deep breath. And we're going to exhale, okay? Because I hit you with a lot. So now is how you're going to continue to educate yourself, all right? The first thing, and these are in no particular order, by the way, these reference links. What I'm going to show you is My Credit Karma. Everybody needs this. It's free. Intuit, a major multi-billion dollar company, owns it, all right? Who cares? This is a great tool. Not only is it going to give you your credit score, which I'm going to show you now, you can see credit history and you can see cards that they do get a kickback for. So full disclosure, I do not use Credit Karma to get my credit cards. I use other websites, and we'll go through a couple of those today. But here we go. We've got TransUnion and Equifax, two of the three. All right. Now, these credit scores are high because, number one, I pay my bills. So if you're not paying your bills on time, it only takes one or two 30-day lates, and your score will head downtown. And that's not somewhere it needs to be, okay? So I cannot stress you not put it on auto pay and at least pay the minimum if you have to carry a balance, all right? So here's the site. You've got the two scores, all right? And then it's going to have lots of information, okay? I've got my Jeep on there, right? So lots of great tools. But at the end of the day, what we need to look at is score details, right? You want to definitely look at that. We'll do that now. So here are both of them right here. Now, this was when one of my credit cards posted a balance that was highly utilized. And you see how quickly it'll jump. Okay? So we can't necessarily be concerned about the score temporarily, but do know this. Your home insurance, your auto insurance, look at your credit score while assessing risk. It's legit. And if your auto renewal is due and your score is temporarily in the tank, you might have to pay more for that auto insurance. Okay, so just be aware that there are a lot of things that are tied to our credit, whether you agree with it or not. It's happening. Okay, so we can see these fluctuations again going back to utilization. All right, and then of course we can toggle to Equifax, and you can see some similarity there in the graphs. Okay, so they're fairly static, but again, they do change, all right? And then we go to accounts. It's going to pull up every credit account that either one of TransUnion or Equifax report. I'm talking for 10 years, all right? These are some credit cards. These are my houses, blah, blah, blah. So just want to show you that briefly, okay? So right here, that's what you want to see. We don't want to see much on them credit cards. We definitely do not want to see anything here if we can help it, right? But right here, collections, don't do that. It's just a disaster, okay? So I've gotten hit with a 30-day. I didn't have my auto pay on, and it just really burnt me up. So we don't want to make those mistakes because, unfortunately, they just take so long to fall off a credit report, all right? So again, Credit Karma, you must get it, all right? So now I want to move us into more of my consumer hacks, all right? So this is going to take potentially a little bit of walkthrough, okay? So here we are, Walmart. Walmart carries a whole bunch of stuff other than groceries and bicycles. In between Amazon and Walmart, I buy everything there. Number one, I can take it back to Walmart, which is great. But this is what I want to show you. These right here, these buttons, either Retail Me Not or Rakuten, okay? And you activate the cash back before you check out. And it's not difficult, okay? You can see up here in the right-hand corner, you can see that they are already flashing or kind of acknowledging that they participate in that, right? Now, be aware that Rakuten, and I'm going to show you this, okay? Rakuten, you have to store your credit cards. It's one extra step. I get that. Retail Me Not, you don't, all right? So now this is where I really want to show you this part of it before we go back into the credit cards, okay? Because what we're doing is we're stacking rewards. This is the new way of couponing, okay, y'all? It's not clipping anymore. This is it. So here is my Retail Me Not. And that is right here. This is the cashback that I haven't cashed out. But at the end of the day, when you go to my rewards, you will see what this has done for me. And we got to log back in, of course, a little time out there. And thank you for your patience. All right. So this is when I'm buying stuff at Walmart. These have all been activated. All right. And yes, you have to activate the button. And if you don't know about Temu, I think that's what they call it. I was calling it Temu. Man, they got some junk on there. There's some L's, but there's some serious dubs, okay? So Lowe's, okay, just to show you, some of the rewards that I've gotten. But more importantly, they can be really aggressive sometimes with some of their cash back. Look at this one. That's a whopper, okay? I had to buy a hot water heater, so I just bought it online. And look how much I saved on it. In addition to the 5% that I got back on my American Express Lowe's business credit card. So we'll get to that in a second. So just be aware that all this is available to you. Pay yourself back, okay? Retail Me Not, piece of cake. You don't have to input any of your credit cards. Now, I also use Rakuten. This is my lifetime cash back right here, that 404, okay? This is what you're going to need to focus on. You're going to go down to My Wallet. You're going to make sure you click on that. And you're going to populate, of course, we have assignment. And look, while there's some dead air, be doing it, y'all. Get in it, okay? But I do have a referral link for Rakuten, so I will show you that. All right, so here are the four cards that I use pretty much religiously. And I'm going to show you those also. And I had to put them in my wallet. Once they're there, okay? So again, you need to embrace this new model. They're selling your data. They're selling your data anyway. So just get paid back. So here's online cash back and then my big fat check history. If you'll see, that's a pretty big one, okay? Right? Buying some tools, right? So full disclosure, full transparency. This is what I've made off of it. Now, that's the little bitty part. Now, what I really want to focus on are the credit card products that I personally use or recommend. But before we do that, everybody needs to love Google. Google is your best friend. And when you go to research your credit cards that you want to further investigate, you do the following. Credit card rewards. All right. I know that was kind of jacked up. Okay. All these sites, Compare Cards, Nerd Wallet, Point Guy, they don't all have the same cards, y'all. They have incentives to carry and promote certain cards. So while we don't have all the time tonight, I am definitely going to encourage you to take all this away with you and utilize it in Google searching specifically. Okay? All right. Let's check out some cards. So there are some cards that I have opened, spent the $5,000 to get the $600, and then closed. Okay, so going back to that account age, if you're getting a card just to get the spend bonus, then go ahead and close it, and nobody's going to know any difference. But if you open credit cards and you decide to keep them, just go ahead and keep them, okay? All right, so I may have forgotten to go through this, so we'll just go through it now. All right, so I'm not going to go through all this specifically. I embedded this link so you can, okay? We talked about missing a payment. We talked about balances higher than usual. There's a mistake on your credit report, and I didn't mention this. So, AJ, if you could type this in the chat box, annualcreditreport.com. You can get a free copy of all three of your credit reports, and this is outside of the Credit Karma. And other like CreditWise and any of those, okay? Because there are other websites out there that monitor your credit, all right? Victim of identity theft. Someone else used your card, cosign. Oh, don't cosign, okay? Applying for a lot of credit. You know, when you go to a car company and they run your credit like six times at one dealership, but yet they tell you it's only going to affect you once, it doesn't work that way, y'all. At least it hasn't for me. You closed an old credit card. Do not I don't care if you don't use it anymore. Do not close a credit card that has 5, 6, 10 years on it. Go charge a stick of gum on it and let that thing post. Do not do that, okay? Credit cards are the easiest accounts to keep open, all right? And then like we talked about, you paid off a loan, which is going to happen. So, like, rejoice in paying off a loan, okay, y'all? All right. So we're going to go to some business credit cards. I found this website to be super helpful. Okay, I have this card. And I don't plan on using it very much anymore. But I opened it for this right here. $750 cash back. Now, I am not suggesting to you that you go find things to spend money on to get $750. I'm not telling you to do that. However, I had to put a new roof on my house. So instead of using the money that the insurance company gave me to write a check to the roofer, I wrote a check to Chase and got money for it. And this was like an $18,000 roof. So I made like $3,000 in spend bonuses by charging the roof to those cards. Y'all, that's good money. As a matter of fact, I made in checking account bonuses and credit card bonuses last year over $5,000. Checking account bonuses are taxable, but credit card bonuses are not. So there's that, all right? So 1.5% reward rate. That is really not that great, okay? So I don't plan on using this card much more, but I have another company called Host with the Most LLC. It's my real estate property management, Airbnb, hospitality, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so that's that LLC. And that's what it's listed under. But nonetheless, you see here, okay, notice the credit score, okay? They give you excellent to good. So pay attention to these things, all right? And again, if you have your credit karma, you're going to know pretty much where you stand, all right? And that has been effective for me. So we have Inc. Business Preferred, 3x reward rate. I don't like points. I just like cash back. Because what I have discovered with recently my Wyndham Rewards business is that they are starting to, instead of decreasing the points they give you, they just inflate the amount of points that it takes to redeem something. So keep it simple and cash back. Look, if you want points, go for it. If that works for you, good. I'm a cash back guy, except for some of my hotel cards, which we'll get into that later. Amex, great product. I love Amex. I've been an Amex member since 2004, and we're going to walk through some of those products that I use. But this right here, $695 annual fee, is not necessary, y'all. I'm just telling you now, you will not get enough out of that card to justify that $695 unless you live in concierge lounges. There are some specifics to Amex, kind of bougie, if you will. And I mean, if you can capitalize on that, great. But I personally do not pay more than about $95 in annual fees because of what I get from them. Okay. So there's that. Venture X, that's $395. That's no annual fee there. And in my previous experience with other clients, Capital One tends to be a little bit more forgiving on the credit score. All right. Don't quote me on that. And don't get irritated if you get declined. Barrett is being as honest and transparent as possible. All right. So walking through some more of these, you guys can do this on your own. Look at this one right here. Earn $1,200 cash, okay, annual fee. But still, you've got to get what works for you, all right? I personally took advantage of this one back in the roof that roof transaction, but it was $900 back then. So there's that. Okay. All right. So Forbes, any of them, you're going to have to go back in, do some research. All right. But this is not meant to just cover business credit cards. We all have personal lives. And so the products that I'm also going to show you next are for what I use in my personal life. And depending on how you and your business is structured, if you're a single member LLC, well, let me just tell you what I do. I just started True Property Inspections. Some of my expenses are on personal credit cards. I haven't had time to open a business credit card for that yet. That's still tax deductible on my end. You do what you want to do. I'm no CPA, but just saying, you can use personal credit cards and still write stuff off, or at least I have, okay? Now, this product I really nerd out over, all right? And it all has to do with this website right here, okay, or Amazon. It's the U.S. Bank Shopper Cash Rewards, all right? So pretty attractive bonus, $2,000, you know, you can spend $2,000 in 6 months like that. I mean, I push this product for everybody, for anybody, personal, business, whatever. So you've got an entire year to accumulate your rewards, use it, whatever, before you have to pay an annual fee, all right? This is where the rubber meets the road right here, people. All right. 6% cash back. It offers 6% cash back on Walmart. And Walmart, unless it's a neighborhood market, is not a grocery store. So if you go into there and buy groceries with your grocery credit card, you're not going to get that percentage because you went to the Walmart retailer. Okay, so be aware of that. This card, if it is Walmart at all right, be aware of that. 6% cash back at Amazon. Now, I have the Amazon Chase. It gives 5%. I'm not trying to split hairs over that because I use Home Depot for that 6%. Yeah, Home Depot and Lowe's are both on it. I mean, oh, we're in real estate. And we have lives. What better card is that? And it's fee-free for the first year. Then you get 3% cash back. And you can read these right in detail on your own. But $1,500 in combined eligible purchases. There is a cap. Okay. I don't hit my cap because I've got those other credit cards. Okay. So that's my strategy. Here you go. 3% cash back on EV bills and utilities, power bill, cell phone bill, gas bill. It's all 3%, all right? And then 1.5% cash back on everything else. I mean, if there was one credit card, so I said, Barry, what's one credit card I need in my wallet? It'd be this. Okay. Now, what we want to do is we want to use that U.S. Bank when we go here and check out, okay? So 6% plus 3% is 9%. You're paying for your sales tax, okay? Best strategy. And Amazon does not have any offers with RetailMeNot and Rakuten, which is why I'm a big Walmart fan also, okay? Now, moving on to American Express. I love MX, and I have a few of them, and I have to log back in, all right? So I hope that you are getting all of your things ready, or you've got your tabs open, and you're super excited because you're going to make $1,000 to $2,000 a year paying yourself back, okay? That's what we like. All right, so I have also provided, and I have no idea how to do this, but AJ is going to tell me. I've got some referral links here that I would love for you guys to use, okay? I get a little bit, you get a little bit. Okay, this one here, it's impossible to read, but that's Rakuten. This one is the Amex, all right? But let's get right back to these products. So,
you can just probably copy and paste those into the chat.
Oh, bravo. We'll do that towards the end. All right, cool. So, all right. Explore Rewards, this is it. What I really want to show you is this kind of stuff right here. Rewards and benefits. Now, this is the Amex Blue Cash Preferred, okay? And they're these Amex offers. Now, some of them, see this 6% on U.S. supermarkets? Now, this one has an annual fee. But they sent me a letter and said, hey, upgrade your card, spend $1,000, and we're going to give you $150. Okay, great. I just shifted my expenses to Amex real quick. And I spend a lot of money. I mean, I put my auto insurance, homeowner's insurance, you name it, it goes on a card, period. And not to mention it helps my accounting, all right? So you'll see these tiers. Now, if you have a family, which I do not, it's just me. If you have a family, this is going to pay nicely, okay? But for me, I use Walmart as my grocery store. You may have a Harris Teeter, first one that came to mind, a Kroger, whatnot. So very good for that, all right? And then we've got all these benefits, okay? Extended warranty. So many people use debit cards and they are not covered further on their purchases. So, I mean, who doesn't want a free extended warranty, right? Purchase protection. Amex auto purchasing program. Don't know nothing about that. So here are the offers that you can select. Y'all, I don't use these. A lot of them are gimmicky, but I don't know you. You may want to buy some gifts and whatnot. We're just really looking at all the possibilities to capture those savings. Now we're going to go to the Lowe's Business Rewards Card. So Synchrony Bank issues the in-house version, right? Just the Lowe's. You can only use it there. You get your 5%. Well, this gives you 5%, okay? And here's the good news. This is a business credit card. Business credit cards, at least that I use, do not post the balance monthly. They pull your credit, but the statement balance doesn't hit your personal credit. So the personal cards are very important to pay off in full each month, even before the statement balance. You don't have to worry about that as much with the business credit cards, at least the ones that I have used. I don't know them all. But again, you want to pay those things off every month, right? So here are those offers again. We're going to look at the rewards and benefits. And, you know, I'm not as well versed in business credit with like Dun and Bradstreet. So all I'm saying is, for the single member LLC, these products are a piece of cake to acquire. But keep in your mind, you know, credit worthiness does matter. All right. So we're loading a little bit. These are points. It's dollar for dollar points. And I don't use this credit card anymore. I give it to my Airbnb cleaner and she cleans and she uses it for gas, you know, so I don't really use this as much, but nonetheless, what you can do, and I'm going to do this now while we are together. This is Melissa's gas purchase for helping me. We're going to press select. We're going to redeem now. Yes, use points. And I didn't plan this. How cool is that? Boom. I didn't have to pay that. Okay. And that money has been accrued. And if you remember that $39 Retail Me Not from Lowe's, I use this card. Okay. So again, we're just stacking those rewards. All right. So I personally, if you are a Lowe's shopper, I do recommend this on your business side because it doesn't post that statement balance. Okay. And MX is a good company. And they are looking for usually the higher end top tier credit. So again, use the Credit Karma and kind of know where you stand. And then Hilton Honors. Look, I work for Hilton, so I get $40 rooms. I don't use this card much. But they do have attractive sign-on bonuses that you will see in my referral link, okay? But what we see here, 7x points, all right? I'm staying at the hotel anyway. Get some points for it, all right? So we've covered the MX. We've covered the U.S. Bank. Those are good. Now, let's see what else we need to cover. Credit reports and scores. What is credit? We've gone over that. Credit overview. All right. So now, let's look at this credit card that, I mean, I'm not Mr. Bougie, so I stay at Wyndham's, and not all of them, you know, they're not all roadside roach motels, okay? This, I've just really racked up with this car, okay? So I just got to show you. This is that earner business. It checks your credit, but it doesn't post a balance. But look at this. 8x points on gas, all right? 5x points on marketing, advertising, and utilities. So I use this card for my gas and for my utilities. So I'm making 5,000 points a month at least for pumping the gas that I need anyway and paying for the bills that are due anyway. And that's almost enough for a hotel room. I mean, come on, y'all. And look, I don't know how far you're willing to drive for your home inspections. Me, if they're paying, I'm willing to drive. And I don't want to be rushed. And if it's a long day in a house, you may want a place to stay. So these properties are available in other locations where a Hilton may not, okay? But look at this. Earn up to 100,000 bonus points, 13 free nights. I didn't get this offer, all right? So if you spend $4,000, you get 50,000 points, okay? 15, another 50,000. I mean, look, we're just looking at that, all right? And then we see all of the rewards. Now, here, right, this is where the annual fee is worth it. Now, they just dropped this to $13,500, so shame on them. They haven't updated that, and that's called shrinkflation. All right, so you get diamond status. You'll get a free upgrade where available. Now, just going to let you know that there are not a whole lot of Wyndhams, at least like at the price point that I'm looking for, that are going to have an upgrade for. However, if I'm in New Orleans at the La Quinta, they'll upgrade me to a suite, okay? You get your anniversary bonus. So effectively, you're paying for a free hotel room or two, okay? No foreign transaction fees. Look, I don't know how many of you guys travel outside of the country, but paying 3% transaction on everything foreign, or if you order something from another country, you'll get hit with a foreign transaction fee. All right. Cell phone protection. I did not know that this was a benefit on my card. My iPhone 11 that I had for like 2 weeks got swiped at the Superdome. And I went and bought another. Well, shame, shame on me. I could have used that protection. All right. So this is one of my primary cards. So in between the MX Blue Cash, the U.S. Bank Shopper Rewards, and this card, those are mostly the cards that I use. Now, while we are together, we want to look at a couple of cards together. All right. So we're going to use NerdWallet. I like NerdWallet. But again, you're going to have to play around with it, right? And some cards may change their bonuses. So what happens in March may not happen in April. So this isn't some way to just like set your rear end on fire to go front load everything. But at the end of the day, one or two of these products are probably going to work for you. I can only imagine in your personal life, as everybody has to eat groceries, everybody has to get gas. I mean, it's just a no-brainer. All right, so here's the website itself. Credit cards are obviously toggled right there. And then we see the Chase Freedom. Now, I've had the Chase Freedom. That's a nice intro. I didn't even know that was a nice. I mean, that's a nice intro offer, okay? And here's something about what's called, how would you say, harvesting sign-up bonuses. With Chase, you can do it once every 24 months, at least the last time I was chatting with them. So if we pull the Chase Freedom now and we take advantage of that intro offer and we close the car, then 24 months later, we can do it again. And I think that's industry standard, all right? Wells Fargo Active Cash. I also have this card. Wells Fargo gives very high limits. And so when you're looking at building credit card utilization on the macro level, it helps to have cards with $20,000 and $30,000 limits. Look, we're not going to charge that much on them, but at the end of the day, it does help soften utilization. But honestly, this is a desk drawer card that I keep for potentially a balance transfer offer, which we're not really touching on right now because that's a completely different strategy. Maybe one day. Chase Sapphire Preferred. I've had this one, but I didn't keep it because I don't like paying an annual fee. Bank AmeriCard. I have this one. Personally, I don't use it. It has a $37,000 limit. It's just there. And many of these cards I've had since my 20s and early 30s, and they've changed their program affiliation or their reward structure. So even though I don't use it, I'm not closing a credit card that's 15 years old with $37,000 limit because my credit score will drop. Discover It. It's an okay card, right? But I'm not really cool with these rotating categories, right? Because once you get 4 to 6 credit cards that work for you, they're constantly in motion, okay? But nonetheless, I have this one also. It's been since I was like in my 20s. Capital One, never been a huge fan. But nonetheless, we've seen the Blue Cash Preferred, okay? Fee-free for the first year, all right? Highly recommend this card, also with the U.S. Bank. The Saver, it's a Capital One product. If you eat out a lot, this is a good one, but I'm a chef, and for what it costs to eat a sandwich and a bag of chips, I can feed myself for, like, days. So I don't particularly promote this card, but you can do research on your own. We've talked about the Platinum card. Do you look cool when you pull this out? Yeah. But you don't look cool when you're paying that. All right? And then some other various consumer products. So, with that being said, I got us to 7:45. And I go pretty quickly. So, at this point, I would love some interaction. Feel free to jump on And I'm going to answer any questions that I personally feel knowledgeable on, okay? And so with that being said, AJ, would you like to open us up for that Q&A?
Yeah, so there's a couple questions already in the Q&A. Anonymous asked, how long will it take to build a credit as a new business?
Okay, so building credit is all about starting and keeping it. And I'm not trying to minimize or sound juvenile when I say that. So when you apply for a credit card, you're going to use either your social security number or your EIN, employer identification number, one of the two. And from there, you're going to build your credit. Now, when it comes to business credit, there is a company out there called Dun's and Bradstreet. That's going above my pay grade because, number one, I'm a single member LLC. And while I am structured as a separate entity on a tax basis, I'm still kind of looked at as a sole proprietor and an individual. So I'm not a CPA. I spent a lot of time with mine and a lot of money on them, but hopefully that answers your question. If you have an EIN number, you need with for your business and you want to build business credit, then you need to apply for a business credit card with that EIN. I hope that helps.
We have another question. Is Home Depot affiliated with any other retailer?
Is that, that's a very interesting, I'm Greg. Okay. Thank you for that question. Also, I don't know. I know that I have the Home Depot commercial account. I think it gave me like 2%. I never use it. I never use it at all. So that's why I use this one here. Let me kill that. That's why I use this and I link that. You're not going to find this is the best in the industry right now. I don't know of any other credit card product that that can beat this. So I would just encourage you to use this for Home Depot. And again, if you are a single member LLC, there can be some synonymous, right, with individualism. Make sure you talk to your CPA about that. But I know that I've utilized that. And that's a great question. What's the next one, AJ?
That's it for right now.
Okay.
Guys, gather some questions. I want to remind everybody to check out nachi.org/webinars. We have a series starting next Wednesday with Paul Roebuck on red flags and what to look for while you're doing home inspections and what is a red flag and all that kind of stuff. So make sure you're checking out the webinars page and scheduling, getting into the schedule and checking out those webinars.
All right, so let's take a couple of minutes. I'm gonna put some links in the chat box, all right? And I would love for you guys to give it a shot, especially the Rakuten. Just play around with it for a sec, and I'm here for some assistance if you need. I mean, I can walk you through some of it, but take this time now to work with it a little bit. We're still here. I like to get my information out, and then I like to be here available for a resource. So, AJ, you cool with that?
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead add your email on the chat, too, so people know
okay.
How to. Yeah.
All right, there's that, and then my email.
And while you guys are checking that out, I also want to remind everybody to make sure you're putting in CE creds when you're attending these webinars. Each webinar is good for 1 hour of CE cred, and you manually do that. If you have any issues doing that, feel free to reach out to me. My email is aj@internachi.com.
All right, we have another question from Amanda. So is the credit report for your EIN not connected to your social security number and totally separate? Okay, so Let me just walk you through what I, Barrett Round, have done with it when it comes to EINs. I don't know if Host with the Most LLC has business credit. I have a building titled in it, and I've applied with credit cards with it. So what I had to do when I applied for the business lines of credit is, as kind of a personal guarantee, if you will, not officially, was to use my social for them to pull my credit, but tie the card to my EIN. I hope that answers it. Amanda, did that answer it? Your EIN is effectively your business's social security number. Okay. We're gonna put two thumbs up on that. All right, great question. So check out the links in the box. I would love to you know, everybody likes a little gratuity, right? In New Orleans, Louisiana, it's always about gratuities down here. A little lanyap, as we call it, right? So please use those links. And on the home inspection side, I've had some really great luck with finding tools with Walmart and Amazon. I've been able to research them. And here's the beauty of it. You know, if you get a tool that you don't like, it's just so easy to send it back. I just, going to a retailer and buying anything anymore, to me, it's just not even necessary. I bought a sewer snake, which you have no idea how proud I am to be able to use that. And they are not for the faint of heart. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about getting smacked in the face? That cable is something fierce. But I bought it off Walmart. I used my U.S. Bank Shopper Rewards, and I did a Rakuten, so I'm about to get $30 back on a $300 sewer snake. Guys, gals, we got to do that, okay? And once you get into this habit, it's just going to be habit, okay? So let me just give you a for example with the Walmart since we have some time, all right? Let's just say, oh, look at that, a powered sewer snake, even though I misspelled it, all right? So you're going to, you're going to add it to your cart first, and you're going to leave it alone. Add it to the cart. And you're going to go right up here to Retail Me Not, and you're going to activate cashback. And you're going to wait. It loads. And there is an option for them to send you a confirmation email for a paper trail, because every now and then, okay, so we're activated. Now, I'm activated. Now I'm going to go in, and I'm going to check out. That's really great, too. Probably a better deal than I got, all right? So, and I've got my U.S. Bank Shopper Rewards attached to it. And it's that easy. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to load your cart with your groceries, sewer snakes, voltmeters, paint, whatever. Okay? And then, just for kicks, I like to see if there are any codes out there that I missed. And it's going to test them. And then it activated that. Bulletproof, y'all. All right? And then, well, this is my Wyndham Business Rewards, but nonetheless, just edit the payment, right? And it's that easy. I mean, I ordered groceries to be delivered today in New Orleans because I'm not trying to go to Walmart in New Orleans. All right? Not having delivered. I paid for my tip through my rewards. And it's just, this will start snowballing in between the free hotels, the cashback. I mean, I literally pay for Christmas with my rewards. Okay, so do we have any more questions? Potentially, let me see. No, we don't have any more questions. So let's see. And I don't want to butcher these names. So I'm seeing Amanda, Douglas, Gregors. I've been called Brett so many times, it's not even funny. Jonathan, Joseph, Ava, and Jonas. All right. Nice, nice, nice. So, yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed tonight. I really have a passion for saving people money. And I wish I knew about home inspections as much as I knew about this. I've acclimated nicely and passionate about home inspections. But, man, y'all have to get in on this strategy, okay? And then tell your friends about it. Help your friends out, all right? So if you were not here earlier, I just want to walk you through how cool it is to be a member of InterNACHI if you're not, and how easy it is to get new credentials. It's this easy. Look at this. Some of these I don't ever want to do, okay? I don't want to inspect lawn and irrigation, but if I have to, I will, right? And, I mean, at the end of the day, y'all, just like my teaching profession having 12 endorsements, when people research us and they see this, they see dedication to our craft. And we should be supremely dedicated to our clients. And I don't know what part of the world you are in, United States, but I charge you with this. I have found home inspections to be very reactive. We're into the contract. Why not convince people, sellers or potential sellers, to have them before, working with them to combat any last minute nuisances to closing that deal? Because as home inspectors, we work closely with real estate agents, and our best practices and their expectations, right? So if we go after the clients before then, and we get a reputation of, oh my gosh, Amanda, Doug, right? I mean, they come out and showed me things that I never would have thought about. I mean, just GFCIs alone. And if you're not aware of this, do your research, but I did read. NEC has just updated that now GFCIs have to be everywhere in your kitchen. They have to be everywhere in your, anywhere there's water even close to it. And so that's an easy fix. And that's just something less that the home inspector has to document, right? So looking at home inspections as proactive instead of reactive, all right? So I hope all of you, number one, had a good time. I know I did. Number two, AJ, I just thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to share this knowledge, okay? And most importantly, to all of you who participated, I mean, much love, all right? If there's anything that I can do for you, you have my information, reach out to me, and I'll happily chat with you. You want to chat on the phone? Great. I love talking on the phone, okay? You want to talk about best practices? Let's go. If any of you are in Mississippi, then I would love for you to join my South Mississippi chapter. And let me see if I can find that real quick. I know we're running out of time, but let's see. Or if you're in your part of the country, you know, join or start your own. So here it is. This is the South Mississippi InterNACHI chapter. Right there. And I don't even have any members yet. That's where you come in. All right. So with that being said, AJ, I'm all set. Thank you all so much for participating. I hope you had a great time. You learned something. And I want you to go do your research. And I want to hear your success stories. Okay. That's your homework. In 1 month, you email me, you call me, and you say, yo, Barrett, I got this card. I'm crushing it. Yo, Barrett, I did this. I'm crushing it. or yo, Barrett, you're a cool dude. You're crushing it. Whatever. Okay. So, AJ, I'm all set, brother. And I appreciate all of you for attending and being such great participants.